Now I must be completely devout. I can't have even one shred of doubt.
Doubt your doubts before you doubt your faith.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Welcome back to Infants on Thrones, the podcast that tries different stuff and sometimes even tries it again. I'm Glenn Ostlund. So this morning, while I was soaking in my bubble bath, I started to think to myself, hey Glenn, how you doing? And a little later after that, I thought, you know what, buddy? We've never really actually done any serious, hard-hitting, investigative, journalistic reporting on Infants on Thrones. What if we did? What if we had a kind of mini-sode series called something like Infant Investigative Journalism 101? But then I thought back to myself, you know, not all the other guys have been all that thrilled using 101 in our titles before. It may be their anti-academic bias. And then I also thought, yeah, you're totally right there. Plus, how many minisode series have we started that never really made it past one or two episodes? Letters to God.
This is Infants on Thrones.
The TBM Whisperer. Carl the Casual Satanist.
It's Carl the Casual Satanist.
Church House Rock.
It's Church House Rocky, a ship off the block. From your favorite Church House Rock.
Not to mention all the minisode series that we've thought about doing, but never actually done yet. Battlestar Infantica.
There are those who believe that life here began out there.
Infants on Game of Thrones.
This is Infants on Game of Thrones. The philosophies of men mingled with dragons. We are the Soul Assembly.
Retarded Development.
And now the story of a Mormon family who lost their faith, and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Retarded Development.
And so then I thought, well, why even bother? But then I got an idea. What if I investigated the belief claims of I Believe from the Book of Mormon musical? And what if I did it with style from a pseudo hard-hitting TBM quasi pro LDS church perspective? You know, create some kind of supremely confident, obviously biased, cheeseball investigator type character who doesn't always get everything exactly right, but plows forward with his hard-hitting investigative claims nevertheless. And as a bonus, a satirical character like that could actually provide some cover for me when I get things a little wrong too. Why haven't I thought of that before? And that made me laugh. And that laugh jiggled my moobs a bit and made me pop a few bubbles. And that's how I knew that my elusive spirit guides were behind this whole idea thing once again. So, with no further anything...
Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. It's been over 4 years now since the opening performance of the Book of Mormon musical, where South Park's Trey Stone and Matt Parker headed Satan's full frontal attack on the one true Church of God on this earth. Sure, the musical won numerous awards, but how accurate is it? Today, on Infant Investigative Journalism, reporting with style since May 13th, 2015, the minisode series that might actually make it past one whole episode, 101, we dive deep into the sacrilegious piece of poop of a song, I Believe, and ask ourselves, is this really what members of the actual Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints really, truly, actually believe? The song, I Believe,
from the Book of Mormon musical is sung by a character named Elder Price, a wayward missionary who violated several mission rules, drank a bunch of coffee, and decided to repent by attempting to convert a violent African warlord.
A warlord who shoots people in the face. What's so scary about that?
In this ridiculous song, South Park's Trey Philastis Stone and Matthew T.B. Parker attempt to ridicule the beliefs of the Mormon Church. But these two ignoramuses clearly don't have a clue about what those sacred things are that which Mormon people actually and justifiably in the eyes of God believe.
I believe that the Lord God created the universe.
Do Mormons actually believe that the Lord God created the universe? Well, if any of them do, they shouldn't. Because first of all, we don't even really call him that. Lord God? That's Heavenly Father to you, Mr. Stone. But way more heck of importantly, what about what Joseph Smith's own words say from History of the Church, Volume 6, 308-309? Now the word create does not mean to create out of nothing. It means to organize, the same as a man would organize materials and build a ship. God had materials to organize the world out of chaos, chaotic matter, which is element, which can never be destroyed. They may be organized and reorganized, but not destroyed. They had no beginning and can have no end. End quote. So Mormons believe that God organized the universe, not created it. Take that, Mr. Tremont Peter Parker. Mormon Church 1, South Park Douchebags 0.
I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins.
Do Mormons really actually believe that Jesus is God's only son? Heck no. Lucifer is God's son too. And so are you, and so are me. Heck, even women are God's sons, or at least his daughters. And what about all this dying for my sins mumbo jumbo? Clearly, Mr. Stonestein and Parker Berger were never introduced to a little old prophet named Amulek and some evil lawyer dude named Zeezrom. Yeah, that's right. Zeezrom, people, not Zeezrom. Check the pronunciation guide, please. Alma 11, verses 34 and 37. And Zeezrom said again, "Shall Christ save his people in their sins?" And Amulek answered and said unto him, "I say unto you, he shall not, for he cannot save them in their sins. He hath said that no unclean thing can inherit the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, ye cannot be saved in your sins." End quote. Because you see, the Book of Mormon makes the clear distinction that people are not saved in their sins, but are saved of their sins. After they repent, of course. Because even in Book of Mormon times, there was a difference between the Reformed Egyptian word for in and the Reformed Egyptian word for of. And that was easily conflated by the people in those days, the way that in and of can be easily conflated by English-speaking people today. Now, how could an ignorant farm boy like Joseph Smith have known that? He had no expertise in ancient linguistics. He only knew English, and probably sermons he had heard growing up, parsing the difference between in and of, and it's not like he just copied his contemporary religious dilemmas and made them sound like ancient religious dilemmas, because the fact is that Jesus really does save us from our sins and not in our sins. Because Christ saves us only after we repent of our sins, but we have to do that ourselves. Christ won't just take them away from us willy-nilly, especially if we continue sinning the way most lame people do. So nice try,
once again, O ye enemies of the truth. But as they say, no cigar. Or in your case, yes cigar, because cigars are sinful. And so are you.
And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon, and a Mormon just believes.
Nice try again, but Mormons don't just believe, they know. And wrong again, Mr. Smarty Pants. It wasn't a group of Jews who built boats and sailed to America. That would suggest that Lehi and his family were descended from the tribe of Judah. But the Book of Mormon is very clear that Lehi was descended from the tribe of Manasseh. So neener neener, wrong again.
You cannot just believe partway. You have to believe in it all. My problem was doubting the Lord's will instead of standing tall. I can't allow myself to have any doubt. It's time to set my worries free. Time to show the world what Elder Price is about and share the power inside of me.
Well, fine. I'll give it to you here. You can't believe halfway. You do have to believe in it all. Nice job. You finally got something right. It's about freaking time. But of course God has a plan for all of us. Even a child could get that right. But if you think it involves only getting one planet, brother, you haven't been paying attention and you're aiming way too low. Let's look at Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 30 to 31. Verse 30. Abraham received promises concerning his seed and the fruits of his loins, that they should continue, both in the world and out of the world, should they continue as innumerable as the stars. Or, if you were to count the sands upon the seashore, ye could not number them. And this promise is yours also, because you're of Abraham. So one planet? Oh, please. Talk about a whole universe. That's Mormonism, brother.
And I believe that the current president of the church, Thomas Monson, speaks directly to God.
Well, duh. What kind of modern prophet wouldn't speak directly to God? Durr.
I know that I must go and do the things my God commands. I realize now why he sent me here. You ask the Lord in faith, he will always answer you. Just believe in him and have no fear.
Okay, fine. They got all that part right, too. But that doesn't mean Heavenly Father is happy with them.
General! We have an intruder. He just walked right into camp.
I believe that Satan has a hold of you. I believe that the Lord God has sent me here. And I believe that in 1978 God changed his mind about black people.
Well, come on. This gets super irksome. God didn't change his mind about black people in 1978 any more than he changed his mind about Gentiles in the time of Paul. There is a precedent for God commanding that certain gospel blessings be withheld from groups of people to test them and to test everyone else. And once the people pass that test, then he gives them the blessings that he's been withholding. It's like how you train a dog. Am I right? Besides, the recent Race in the Priesthood essay on LDS.org clears up this whole priesthood thing completely. For example, take this paragraph right here. The justifications for this restriction echoed the widespread ideas about racial inferiority, according to one view which had been promulgated in the United States from at least the 1730s. Blacks descended from the same lineage as the biblical Cain, who slew his brother Abel. Those who accepted this view believed that God's curse on Cain was the mark of a dark skin. Although slavery was not a significant factor in Utah's economy and was soon abolished, the restriction on priesthood ordinances remained. End quote. So you see, it wasn't God who changed his mind about black people. It was imperfect men leading the church who were simply too influenced by culturally inherited prejudice to really see the light. To see the light in the dark, so to speak. And I really hope I don't get into any trouble for saying that.
The fuck is this?
And now I can feel the excitement. This is the moment I was born to do. And I feel so incredible to be sharing my faith with you. The scriptures say that if you ask in faith, if you ask God himself, you'll know. But you must ask him without any doubt and let your spirit grow.
Let your spirit grow.
Actually, the scriptures say, I, the Lord, am bound when you do what I say. But when you do not what I say, then you have no promise. End quote. That's D&C 8210 for those of you keeping score at home. So it's sort of like catching a genie and getting all your wishes. Or maybe like performing some kind of tribal ritual magic, binding the very elements to obey your every whim. Only, it's not like those things, because those things are fake, and this stuff is real. Promise.
I believe
that God lives on a planet called Kolob.
No. God lives on a planet near Kolob. But Kolob is a star. The big giant sun at the center of our universe, not a planet. Get it right, people. No one could live on a huge gassy orb. That would be silly.
I believe that Jesus has his own planet as well.
Once again, short-sighted. Jesus probably has his own universe. Maybe even two.
And I believe that the Garden of Eden was in Jackson County, Missouri.
Wrong again. The Garden of Eden was not in Jackson County, Missouri. It was Jackson County, Missouri. Let's widen our perspectives, people.
You believe the Lord will reveal it, and you'll know it's all true, you'll just feel it.
Unless, of course, you harden your heart through mockery and sarcasm and make everything into your own personal punchline, like those who inhabit the great and spacious building. Then you won't feel the truth of anything. Even if you write a whole award-winning musical about it.
You'll be a Mormon, by gosh, a Mormon.
So we've investigated this misrepresentation of Mormon belief inside and out in the most hard-hitting, error-free, and scrutinizing way possible. We have demonstrated the error of their ways and the superiority of real, true Mormon belief. And you know that must be true because I just told you that it was. So after all this incredible investigative reporting, what is our conclusion? Simple. We're still right, and they're still wrong. Booyah, bitches. I really hope I don't get in trouble for saying that either.
Hi, this is Hillary.
Matthew. Ryan.
Carol.
Keith.
Ashley.
And I like to play bingo online while listening to Infants on Thrones.
You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com.
And if you really like what you hear, give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes.
I did.
Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.